We asked climatologist Brian Brettschneider to look into how this year's cold and snow stacks up to weather records for the segment Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider told Any Fight the start in Fairbanks was 19 below zero at 11 a.m. yesterday, by far the coldest in Iditarod history.
So even though the low temperature, if you look at the low for the day, it was minus 38, it had warmed up, using the term warm loosely, it had warmed up to minus 19. And that is, by a wide margin, the coldest start for the Iditarod in, you know, since they started in 1973.
Is that cold likely to stick around?
It's only supposed to last for a couple of days. And then temperatures should be rising into the 20s, even 30 or so for the high temperature, and then low temperatures in the, you know, single digits, teens. So the extreme cold is a short-term phenomenon.
What about snow? How much is there, and is there any in the forecast?
Plenty of snow on this route. There shouldn't be any major issues with lack of snow.
But none in the forecast.
And none in the forecast. So for the next week, none of the checkpoints along the way are forecasting even a flake of snow. Now, that's subject to change, potentially. But to have no snow, you know, for that long a period for the entire route is really uncommon. Now, March is the driest month of the year for most of Alaska, but only a small number of years during the Iditarod week have actually gone the entire time for that route, not recording any snow at all. So it should help things move along a little faster.
So when we look back at this race, do you think the cold will be notable, or will the cold temps at the beginning and the relatively normal temps at the end kind of even out?
Yeah, that's going to be, you know, how we kind of remember it. I think a lot of people are going to remember how cold it was at the start. But when you average in, like you said, from the beginning to the end, it's going to go down. It's probably a pretty typical race period temperature-wise.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state.